Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. In my previous job, I was bothered by the bright office lights. I would often wear a hat or sunglasses in my workspace. Sometimes I even taped a piece of paper to the top of my head so it would stick out in front of me and block out the light. Then, one day, the manager brought in a huge screen which looked like the side of a tent. When it was being set up, my colleagues made remarks like, "Are you going camping?" We all had a good laugh, but it turned out to be a really brilliant idea. 2.
Our office has recently moved. The former location was very convenient, with a subway stop just next door. The current location is much worse because public transport in the area is limited. Now it takes me up to an hour and 15 minutes to get to work, while it used to take me only about 40 minutes. I talked to my managers about the new commute and they approved a change in my schedule. Now they let me begin work half an hour later so I can avoid the worst of the rush hour. But I must say, it only partly works for me. I'm still spending a lot of extra time commuting and of course I finish work later. Every day convinces me that this cannot be a long-term arrangement.
3. If you hate the lights in your office, you're not alone. A recent study conducted by the American Society of Interior Designers shows that 68% of employees are dissatisfied with their office lighting. That's a large percentage of people. And it's not a question of personal taste. It's a practical daily issue. Too often, this aspect of office design does not receive the attention it deserves. As a result, office workers often bring in their own table lamps. It's no secret that bad lighting can strain your eyes, cause headaches or lack of focus, and result in lower productivity. 4.
I work in an open-plan office. We have an unofficial agreement that when people put on their headphones, they are not to be interrupted because they are trying to concentrate. This arrangement is respected by nearly everyone, but one manager often ignores it and shocks people by waving his hand in front of their faces. This is just ridiculous and so inconsiderate towards others. As a manager, he is supposed to ensure good working conditions, but he doesn't care that his behaviour is really bothersome and has a negative influence on our effectiveness at work.
5. There is someone at work who was always bringing in strong-smelling food for lunch and heating it up in the microwave. A number of clients who came to our office commented on the smell, and I also made a complaint about it. Most of my colleagues felt annoyed as well. They kept saying that the smell affected their concentration. I suggested that some kind of policy should be introduced, and thankfully it was. The ventilation system was also improved. 1. In my previous job, I was bothered by the bright office lights. I would often wear a hat or sunglasses in my workspace. Sometimes I even taped a piece of paper to the top of my head so it would stick out in front of me and block out the light. Then, one day, the manager brought in a huge screen which looked like the side of a tent. When it was being set up, my colleagues made remarks like, "Are you going camping?" We all had a good laugh, but it turned out to be a really brilliant idea. 2.
Our office has recently moved. The former location was very convenient, with a subway stop just next door. The current location is much worse because public transport in the area is limited. Now it takes me up to an hour and 15 minutes to get to work, while it used to take me only about 40 minutes. I talked to my managers about the new commute, and they approved a change in my schedule. Now they let me begin work half an hour later, so I can avoid the worst of the rush hour. But I must say, it only partly works for me. I'm still spending a lot of extra time commuting, and of course I finish work later. Every day convinces me that this cannot be a long-term arrangement.
Three. If you hate the lights in your office, you're not alone. A recent study conducted by the American Society of Interior Designers shows that 68% of employees are dissatisfied with their office lighting. That's a large percentage of people. And it's not a question of personal taste. It's a practical daily issue. Too often, this aspect of office design does not receive the attention it deserves. As a result, office workers often bring in their own table lamps. It's no secret that bad lighting can strain your eyes, cause headaches or lack of focus, and result in lower productivity. 4.
I work in an open-plan office. We have an unofficial agreement that when people put on their headphones, they are not to be interrupted because they are trying to concentrate. This arrangement is respected by nearly everyone. But one manager often ignores it and shocks people by waving his hand in front of their faces. This is just ridiculous and so inconsiderate towards others. As a manager, he is supposed to ensure good working conditions, but he doesn't care that his behaviour is really bothersome and has a negative influence on our effectiveness at work.
5. There is someone at work who was always bringing in strong-smelling food for lunch and heating it up in the microwave. A number of clients who came to our office commented on the smell, and I also made a complaint about it. Most of my colleagues felt annoyed as well. They kept saying that the smell affected their concentration. I suggested that some kind of policy should be introduced, and thankfully it was. The ventilation system was also improved.